Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about getting engaged in the industry and an effort at the American Association for Home Care to get more HME providers and stakeholders active and involved in the association. Here to talk about that is Tom Ryan. He's the president and CEO of the association. Tom, how you doing?
Very good this afternoon. Thank you, David.
Well, thanks for being here. The main topic that we're going to talk about is the Ambassador Program. But to people listening, that isn't the only thing we're going to be talking about. We're also going to be talking about a special effort towards the end here in regards to Round 2021. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the Ambassador Program. Tom, tell me a bit about this. Give me a thumbnail description of what the Ambassador Program does for the association.
Well, what we decided to do early this year is work with industry leaders and take the passion of the industry leaders and help them to bring in new members of AA Home Care. I mean, every business benefits from the HME industry with advocacy efforts. And we believe we should certainly have more members be members of AA Home Care. So it's really a colleague-to-colleague approach to bring more members in. The vision is to have these partners or the ambassadors partner with us, accelerate membership, and create an even stronger HME community.
So, and these are people who are kind of, before we get into maybe some of the names, these ambassadors are people who have really kind of been key players at the association and in the industry. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes, definitely industry leaders that have a good following and well-respected. It's a great team of leaders, and it's almost to be an ambassador is an honor, I think, and most look at it that way. We kind of acknowledge them as promoting their ambassador work with the association, give them an iconic digital badge, and give them a lot of communications and collateral where they can continue to go after their colleagues who are not members of AA Home Care and get them to join the mission. I mean, mission and our goal is large. It's, we think that the ambassador program alone, we could grow another $1.2 million in members just this year alone. Of course, started out with a bang in February and things did change a little bit and get off track with the pandemic, but we're still working it hard.
And that's an important, I know we're talking money for a moment, but I think it's important for the audience and the listeners here to understand the mission of AA Home Care has really grown over the last several years. You've really expanded it to not just be sort of the legislative body that I think some people think that it was, but rather you guys are heavily involved in not just the legislative side of things, but the regulatory relations, payer relations. Your mission is now multi-pronged, and so that's probably why you're looking for this increased support from the industry.
It completely. You've heard me say it all along. This is a $50 billion industry. It's just ironic that we've only got 350 or so AA Home Care members and a budget of $3.5 million. And, a significant part of that budget is comes from a trade show agreement. And the future of trade shows and where that moves moving forward, we're not quite sure. But we do know we have to have a much more significant membership to fill our coffers to accomplish our mission. And you've seen during the pandemic alone, some of the work the association has done to put real dollars in people's pockets. I mean, just arguing that we were part of the supplier community and needed to be part of the funding that patients receive. I mean, if you're a $5 million company, you have dues of only $2,800. Typically, those companies received $100,000 back in their pocket in that first tranche of payment money from the CARES Act. So the return on the investment, specifically from what's gone on in the pandemic, has been, I think, tremendous. And we need all the dollars we can get. This association should be triple the size or quadruple the size. So this is a group of committed industry leaders who looked at a prospect list and all determined to take 10 or 12 prospects with the goal of working them and closing them. Over 1.2 million we think we can get from this program alone. Again, challenges with what's happening with the pandemic and the industry's work during it, because we're on the front line shining, So it makes it a little bit more difficult, but also a great time to continue to let them know all that we're doing during the pandemic, all the relief they're getting and advocacy they're getting, and putting that into a return on the investment so they'll join.
Yeah, and that ROI isn't just dollars and cents. You guys are also putting out some data that's really helping paint a picture of what's happening, and that will hopefully give you guys some legislative wins. You guys did that supply chain study in relation to COVID-19. I thought that was really eye-opening.
Yeah, no, that's been very helpful, and we obviously use that in our arguments with the agency and the need to pause the program. And yeah, all of those things do cost dollars and cost money. And, you know, we're getting close on that battle. And I think we'll talk at the end of the program about an initiative that's going on right now that just came about yesterday that I think will help get us over the finish line. But you're right. The mission is larger than the margin that we have. And the more dollars we can get into the industry in AA home care to fight this, the better. Every business benefits from the work that we do, but then everybody pays the dues. And if you want us to be at the table, both on the federal, state, and local, and you need a strong voice, you need to join AA Home Care.
So let's talk about these ambassadors. Maybe you can give me some examples of the types of people who are who have taken on this role.
So I'll start with Jeff Bowman, VP over at McKesson. Jeff is a very passionate leader. Very much a great sales background, and he's the one that wanted to take charge. So he's the lead volunteer of the program. And, you know, he's just one of many, again, industry leaders. We've got guys like Rob Boy from Brightree on here. Our new chair, Bill Gaddetti, very passionate, Bill. He's the new chairman, passionate leader. And his goal, really, I think, is grow this association, because he sees the kind of collateral that we need to complete our mission. Eric Paul Phillips, John Quinlan, Quinlan's Pharmacy, Dewey Roof, Life2H2, James Russell, URS Medical. I got Jeff Schwartz from Drive Medical, our Vice Chair, Gary Sheehan, Cape Medical, Michelle Templin, MHA, David Steele from Home Medical Products. I'm not sure I mentioned Brad Heath as well. So Scott Owens, VGM. These are just some of the members who are there and out there working for us.
And these are definitely a lot of people who have shared a lot of useful information in HME business as well. These are definitely industry leaders. So what are these ambassadors doing to, work with providers to get them to join? You know, have there been some notable efforts? What's their outreach been like?
Well, it's been very good. They have to temper it with what's going on with the pandemic, but we give them a little ambassador's corner. So they've got the collateral, and it'll be a little quote from them on the material that goes out, telling them why they need to join home care, talk about what our priorities are for 2020. And we continue to update that. We continue to tell them, you know, what the members' return on the investment has been and where we can help, both on the state level, the federal level, and how we can engage with state associations. And it's a collaborative effort where we think that like-minded providers and industry leaders who are leading the HME industry into the next decade should be working together. And what better way than to lead us into the next decade to be a member of the HME community and AA Home Care. So I think they tell the story. They tell the story from where they come, from being, industry leaders and passionate leaders who have made a difference and live in this world and live in this industry. And, it's colleague to colleague, putting their arm on somebody and bringing them in. We put together, we've got over 2,500 prospects. And with this group alone, we picked high-level prospects, high targets, so large volume. They each picked about 10 or 12, and they continue to work them. And, we've closed close to $60,000 in a difficult period of time. And additional members. We've had some fly-up efforts because of this. So companies that, even some of the ambassadors themselves who were in a particular category for revenue dues reevaluated and ended up paying more dues. So, we continue to be pacing well above budget this year in a difficult year for membership. But again, it's one of the major drivers of us right now because as you said, we are not just the AA Home Care of old, we're the Medicare shop, and We are now in every state, and we're in your hometown. I think I mentioned that earlier in one of our podcasts together. And we need the support. It takes a lot of dollars.
And once folks join AA Home Care, of course, you guys have a whole effort to sort of onboard people and get them making the most of their membership, as well as maximizing their sort of contributed efforts back to the association and its efforts. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have a full onboard program. Ashley Plachet does a great job with getting them engaged in our councils. You know, we want their talent, and we want their time, and we want their dollars, obviously. And the more engaged member you have, the better we're going to be. You know, when we do get a member who's engaged and part of the council, and those councils' strategies and goals lead up to the priorities of the association, they can see the real return on the value of membership. So an engaged member is a long-term member. We have a very good renewal rate. We are well over 95% renewal rate.
Wow.
So once we get them in, they're usually here to stay. And then that rate has grown over the last 5 or 6 years due to the fact that we try to do, hand holding in the beginning and again, onboard them to get involved in a council, get active in a council, and be part of the solution.
Got it. Well, I have to say, Tom, I'm going to editorialize for a second. As I think I've told you, but folks in the audience might not know, I spent part of my career in association management, and my job was to get people to get involved and join a trade association. And it really is true. It is the regular members that make the difference, and that those contributions, those dues, really drive like major efforts to benefit the industry. Like you mentioned, CARES Act and those sorts of things. Us having a seat at that table wound up having a real dollars and cents upside for the industry.
Well, that's correct. And again, you got a lot of people who sit on the sidelines now and get the benefits of the work the association does. And that's just unfortunate. We've got to get them in the trenches. We've got to get them working together with us, rolling up their sleeves and be part of the mission. I call it the boots on the street. We need it. We're a volunteer organization. We've got a very lean, team here at AA Home Care. And we could not do it without the volunteer leaders. And those are the members who come to the table prepared and bring all sorts of history of the industry, and knowing what's worked in the past, what hasn't, and they make great future leaders.
So when it comes to the ambassadors, is this sort of a two-way street? And I guess what I mean is that I'm sure that folks like Rob Boy and Gary and everybody are going out there and they're finding people that they think should be members. But are there also people reaching out to them? Have they become sort of, entry posts or, entryways into the association for people because, people know that they're involved in the association, et cetera, et cetera? And if so, how can, people reach out to those ambassadors? I'm wondering if it's bi-directional here.
Well, essentially, we gave them the prospect list. They asked them to pick their prospects. And if they didn't see, if they've got a network and peers and colleagues that were not on our prospect list, give us that name and let's get the proper information and continue to tell the story when you're out there. Continue to do that. Be an ambassador. Be an ambassador for AA Home Care. So when you're engaging with customers, when you're engaging with colleagues, you're always talking about AA Home Care, always talking about the role that we played. And again, you're just like an arm of us, an extra marketing arm of us. Who are doing it in a way that is done because of who they are in the industry. When these ambassadors speak to somebody, people are going to listen. They have a large network of following. So it has been bidirectional.
Okay. So and if somebody's listening to this and saying, all right, that tears it. I need to get involved with AA Home Care and sign up. How do they do that?
Well, certainly you can go to the website and sign up right from the website. You can send an email to myself. I mean, there's plenty of ways to get involved. Call me up on the phone if you want to be a member of AA Home Care. Send me an email. My information is all out there, and so is the team. There's a lot of good information on the website that will get you the information you need to to know to become a member. We're always a challenge to be in the budget for many of these providers, but when you rely on advocacy and you rely on third-party payers and, you know, for your revenue, you need to make sure you've got somebody in the field working for you. We're kind of like an insurance program. You can't be in this market without being a member of AA Home Care, in my opinion. I know when I ran my business in New York, that was one of the first items in my budget. I had to make sure that we were part of the national and the state association because I saw the return. And it was, once you saw that return, it was a given. It was a yearly budget item.
There you go. All right. So, and once again, that web address is aahomecare.org.
That's correct.
Okay, well, talking about sort of boots on the ground effort, like we mentioned, you know, obviously you guys have a current initiative that you're needing provider help on, and that is the effort to get CMS to pause round 2021 of competitive bidding because a whole lot has changed. And right now you have a House sign-on letter, is that correct?
That's correct. It's very exciting news, David. We have been lobbying the CMS through several high-level meetings with Dimitris Kazakis, deputy director there. We've given him good information as to why the supply chain issues exist today with allocation, surcharges, and how the world today is completely different than the world that was back in October of 2019 when these bids were put in. How the DME industry has been very, very effective in preventing hospital overflow. If you look at these COVID hotspots, the fact that the agency has allowed acute COVID diagnosis patients to get paid for oxygen, we have been really the reason that some of these hospitals' overflow has been taken care of. As I said earlier, we've been on the front lines making a difference, and I think people have seen that. And the only way we've been able to do that is because we have we're in a pause of the program now. The program was broken. We paused it. We were happy to work with the agency and make a more sustainable program going forward. But the one basic tenet of a competitive bidding program is it decreases the number of providers. At the end of the day, we've seen in these rounds, you know, 60, 70% decrease in the number of providers. What you do not need during a pandemic is to take away access. Access is the key right now. We need as many providers as we can to handle these needs because we're part of the healthcare continuum that is making a difference.
Yeah, I mean, and there's been a ton of providers who have, say, respiratory providers who have transitioned into even providing equipment to hospitals like vents and that kind of stuff. People have diversified to help this sort of national effort.
They have. And keep in mind, you know, over the last decade, we've seen a 35% decrease in the number of providers across the country. So that has been a concern. I mean, the agency realized it in 2018. They had an interim final rule that recognized there was a decreasing number of suppliers and it was beneficiary access issues. That's why the IFR came back out in 2018. And again, the cost structure has changed tremendously, especially impacting manufacturer prices for respiratory products, of course, the personal protective equipment, and all the new operational requirements to safely provide equipment and support our patients. So quite a bit has changed. This is not the time today to take, again, providers off the street. We need a viable industry to help during this pandemic. And yes, we were very, very happy that we've made progress with the agency, but we really do think we need Hill work. We've been working the Hill and the committees of jurisdiction. And most, both on the D and the R side, agree that the program should be halted during the pandemic for at least a year or to the end of the public health emergency, whatever is longer. And some of that relief that was given in the CARES Act, like the 50-50 blend that was given in the IFR plus legislation, the 75-25 blend, that needs to continue. That should not go away. We have providers today that are only staying in business because of those blended rates. So all that needs to remain in place until we can get out of this pandemic, get a vaccine, and move forward. But what we wanted to do is get the Hill to weigh in. Nothing more important than getting 100-plus signatures or so, going to the agency saying, listen, the Hill believes this program should be halted. You've got the regulatory authority to do it. Let's get it done. So we went to our you know, key industry champions, Catherine McMorris-Rogers, the Republican, member of ENC, Dave Lobsack, Democrat, and they put together a dear colleague, letting their colleagues know why they think it's important that this program is stopped. And then they asked them to sign on to the letter that goes to both HHS Secretary Azar and CMS Administrator Verma, and we're CCing OMB because OMB, Office of Management and Budget, is always problematic, and we think they have been probably one of the reasons the agency has been a little reluctant to make the pause, because to me it should be a simple ask. In fact, if I look at the last time we had a meeting with the Deputy Administrator of CMS, the situation 3 weeks ago looked a lot better than it does today. I mean, you see the news. This is the problem. It's rising in every state. And again, this is not the time to take boots off the street and get providers off the street. We need access more than anything. So halt the program. Let's get back to it after the pandemic. So right now, the ask for everybody is to really, you know, you all have a member of Congress. You do as well, David. So don't wait for somebody else to do it. Contact your member of Congress. Get them to sign on this letter.
There you go.
There's a timeline here. I mean, July 29th, next Wednesday, is the shutdown of the letter. So we have a short window. Congress will be recessed in August. So now's the time to get it done. Today, not tomorrow. Got to get it done today. Make the call.
Got it. And just so everybody knows, people can get more information and tools for emailing their members of Congress at the AA Home Care Take Action Center. And again, that's at the AA Home Care website, which is aahomecare.org.
Yeah, you can also contact Ashley Plache, Ashley P. at aahomecare.org. And more than happy, she can set you up with the collateral that you need. And I think the key is here, we'd really rather you get to the Health LA, make the email contact to the specific Health LA. If you're not sure who that is, you know, contact Ashley or Gordon Barnes over at AA Home Care, and we'll get you set up with the right person in that office. I think those personal reach outs are more important than sometimes the template with a website where you go and you just get your letter put into a queue. You need direct communication, both on the phone and with the Health LA via email. And you got to make the close. We know sales at the end of the day is about being persistent. So you got a goal of the 29th. You got your congressional member. Until you get an answer, yes or no, don't stop. Keep calling, keep bugging, and get them on the letter.
There you go. All right, don't stop. Okay, well, Tom, thank you very much for all the time, and I really appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you very much, David. Appreciate you inviting me. You have a great day.
You too. Okay, well, thanks to Tom for being on the podcast and sharing all this information about the Ambassador Program, as well as the effort to delay the implementation of Round 2021. Make sure to support the association and make sure to support their effort on this House sign-on letter. With that, I think we'll wrap things up for this episode of the HME Business Podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service. You can do that by visiting our website. That's hme-business.com. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, that's at Post Acute News, or you can hit me up via email at DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll continue to keep covering what's happening at AA Home Care and in the industry. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.